February 27th, Saturday. Do you possess the answer regarding prayer? When you meet with others, you must be able to firmly proclaim, "This is how I pray." Those who hear your statement must be able to think, "That method is truly biblical and correct." Before beginning any task, you must definitely find this answer first. Business people who possess the gospel. Acts 1:14. All these with one accord were devoting themselves to prayer, together with the women and Mary the mother of Jesus and his brothers. Churches of the world are facing more and more difficulties because they've lost hold of important matters and are focusing on other non-urgent issues. Remnants must be able to see God's absolute plan. In every age, God always gave the blessing of restoring the gospel. What is the absolute covenant that remnants must hold on to in this age? Number one, the spiritual summit. Jesus finished all problems on Calvary. All you have to do is go all in and save the church. Hold on to the covenant of the Mount of Olives that enjoys God's kingdom, and the covenant of Mark's upper room that experiences the works of the Holy Spirit. This answer will come upon your academics and connect to the field. Without worrying about conflicts, remnants just need to hold on to their God-given covenant. Number two, the skill summit and the cultural summit. When remnants hold on to the covenant, God will surely work in their studies. In turn, their academics will be used to save the church and the field. This is God's absolute goal. Remnants just need to keep praying regarding this answer. In the end, they'll receive and enjoy amazing God-given power. In this age, when the gospel is fading and churches are closing their doors, God has called remnants to restore the gospel and to save the empty places found in churches and the 237 nations of the world. Through those remnants who are holding onto the anchored covenant, God will move everything. Dear God, help me to hold on to the anchored covenant of the gospel and enjoy the answer of concretely saving the church and the field. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.